Hi, I'm here for the EC Elliot Cameron podcast, and we have our special guest Cameron here today. We're going to talk about some very important issues. So the first issue we're going to talk about is dinner time, because dinner time, as we know, is a very important meal, right, Cam? Right. So you have to speak so the people can hear you. So is dinner time important?
Yes.
Yes. Now, Cameron is an expert, everybody, on good food. So we're going to ask Cameron what her favorite food is and what her least favorite food is. So Cameron, what is your favorite dinner?
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti plain. Tell us more about the spaghetti.
Spaghetti, cheese, and sauce.
Oh, is that your favorite kind? And what's your favorite kind of noodles? Is it penne, spaghetti? Is it...
Kind of penne.
And tell us about what would be the worst dinner that you could ever have. Speak up a little bit, Cam. That was a good answer. What did you say?
Salad.
Oh, salad is the absolute worst dinner you can have. And what's the worst snack ever?
The worst snack... raw broccoli, I guess.
I agree. Raw broccoli, yeah, that's not so good, right?
Yeah.
But what if we asked you, what is the best snack ever? One healthy and one not healthy.
Okay. So my first not healthy one is ice cream sandwiches.
That's a great choice.
And my healthy one is, the only thing that is for summertime is watermelon.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I love watermelon. And if you, okay.
I love it.
Oh my gosh, me too. And for all of the kids out there that are listening, can you tell them how can they trick their parents to giving them a not healthy snack?
After dinner.
And what would you say to your mommy and daddy to try to trick them to getting an extra snack?
That's just healthy.
Which one?
Healthy.
Healthy?
Yeah.
So you would say, mommy and daddy, I already had one not healthy snack, but can I have a healthy snack?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's a very good answer. Now, Cameron, we have to talk about something else that's very important, and that's toys. Yes. Because we all love toys, right?
Yeah.
Right. So... if you want a toy and your mommy and daddy say, you know what, Cameron, you can't really have a toy today, but you really, really want one, what can you do to try to convince them to get a toy?
Maybe. I like LOLs, so maybe not LOLs.
Okay, but I don't think, I'll try to rephrase that question.
Oh, I know. Hatchimals.
Good answer. But let's say you had to convince daddy to buy you a toy.
Yeah.
How do you do that? What could you say to daddy to...
Please.
Oh, that is a great way, Cameron, because if you're polite, then that's a good way to try. And what if daddy says, no, Cam, just not today? Then what can you do?
Maybe tomorrow.
Give me 5. That's a great, great idea. Great job, Cam. Now, the last thing I'm going to ask you today is another important time of the day is bedtime. But before we go to bed... sometimes fun to do other things. What's your top 3 most fun things to do before going to bed?
Dance parties.
Okay, great one. Can you tell us what happens in a dance party?
Excited.
It is exciting. What do we do for dance party? Do we put on...
music?
Yes. And then what do you do for the dance party? Do you just dance or do you do other things like jumping on the...
We dance and jump.
And does someone throw you around? Does daddy do that? And what else can you do before bed? So that's one thing. Dance party. What else is fun before bed?
Brushing your teeth.
That everyone out there, all these kids listening, brushing your teeth is very important, right? Perfect.
And what's going to sleep.
Is that 3? Or is there something else that you like to do before bed?
The thing I like to do to bed is dance parties.
Yeah, and is there something that you like to do right before you go to bed when the lights are out and you're lying down, and you like to sometimes...
Yeah.
What is it?
Cuddle.
You like to cuddle and tell stories sometimes?
Yes.
Oh. Okay, that's a very good... The producer of the show gave a very good idea. There's one other really fun thing that we sometimes do. Where is a place that we once went on a special daddy-daughter date? Because those are really fun, too. I'll give you a clue. It's been a while. there was a big gray mouse.
A big gray mouse.
It gives out tickets and tokens. And there's a merry-go-round there.
Chuck E. Cheese!
Yeah! That is... Is that an awesome place?
Yeah.
What's your favorite place to go to a restaurant, Cam?
Chuck E. Cheese!
Okay. That is awesome. This podcast is now ending. So, Cam, will you say goodbye to all the people? Say bye, people.
Bye.
And we'll see you next time. Hi, guys. I'm here with the wonderful Kyla B, who is right now 7, almost 8 years old, going into grade 3 next year. And she's going to help us answer some questions that we're all dying to know about. So the first thing I'd like to talk to you about, Kyla, first of all, hello.
Hello.
It's great to have you here. All right.
Thank you.
So I noticed that you're missing quite a few teeth.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So this is something everyone knows happens, and Kyla's at the age now where lots of teeth are falling out everywhere. And so, Kyla, I was wondering, can you tell us a little bit about how it is eating when you lose all those teeth? Like, what foods are easier to eat, and what foods are a little harder to eat, and what are your favorites?
Probably... Hot dogs are a little harder to eat because they're more, you need to chew them a little more.
Okay.
But probably the easiest thing to eat would be like, for a snack, it would probably be like yogurt.
That's a great, because yogurt is so mushy and
but for like dinner or like meals, it would probably be like rice or something.
That's easy?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't bother you? It doesn't bother you too much?
It's soft.
But let me ask you guys, because I know Kyla pretty well, guys. I've known her almost her whole life, maybe her whole life, maybe before that. Anyways, I know that Kyla happens to love hot dogs, right, Kai?
Yeah.
So does that stop you from eating hot dogs, even though you lost all your teeth?
No.
Because
I've ate hot dogs today for dinner.
Right, fair enough. Okay, great. And so, you know, we just did a podcast with your little sister.
Yes.
Cammy B is Kyla B's little sister.
Yes.
And we asked her some questions, too, about her favorite foods. And I'm going to ask you some different questions, but I do want to know what your very favorite out of all the snacks in the world, your favorite snack. And I want one healthy and one not healthy.
Probably my favorite snack that's unhealthy would be like if I make like my own Sprite popsicle or something.
Great. Okay.
And then the one that's healthy would probably be apples or strawberries.
Apples or strawberries? Okay. I like that. Those are all good answers. Yes, Kai. Okay. Okay. It's okay. All right. So let me ask you, now that you're in grade school, and when you were little, you used to have recess outside in like the little kids' playground, and now you're in the bigger playground.
Yes.
What kind of stuff do you do? Compare the two recesses. So when you were little and now.
Well, when I was little, the park wasn't as big.
Mm-hmm.
I have two parks now, and I used to only have one.
Okay.
So, when I was in kindergarten, we couldn't go on the swings. Now, there's a big field with a track,
mm-hmm.
and then there's another one with a playscape with monkey bars and slides.
Awesome.
And, like, older kid things, because the little kids can't go on them.
So, when you're outside, are you with grade 1 to 6?
No, I'm... If you're in grade 1, you're only allowed to play with grade 2s or grade 1s, and then grade 2s, you can go one grade above and one grade lower. So you cannot go like grade 2s can't play with grade 6s.
So grade 2s can play with grade 3s and grade 1s.
Yes.
And so on. And next year when you're in grade 3, you can play with grade 2s and grade 4s.
Yes.
That kind of thing.
Yes.
Okay, that is so awesome. And what kind of games do you guys make up in the playground to play?
We don't exactly make up games, but we usually go on the playscape and there's like a big thing where you can like stand in and then people spin you. It's really fun.
Do you ever see anything really funny or weird happen in the playground?
Not usually.
Anything you can think of that's like a little out of the ordinary?
People flipping? On bars.
Oh! Like flipping?
I can flip.
You can flip on a bar?
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool.
There's like gymnastics bars out there.
Oh, there are?
Yeah.
Is that something you do in your spare time, gymnastics?
Yes.
What's your favorite thing to do in gymnastics?
Probably back walk over.
Back walk over.
Yes.
This is it when you go to gyros?
Yes.
Okay.
And probably my favorite thing on the bars would be chin up pullover or front flip.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. And then what about your least favorite thing?
Probably, since I'm in an advanced class now, probably doing 100 tuck jumps at the beginning of the class.
You have to do 100 tuck jumps?
Yes.
That is a lot of
tuck. The worst part is that it's on like a squishy part, so it's really hard.
Oh, that does sound very difficult.
Yes, it is.
So, Kyla, I'll ask you one more question for now, and we can do another podcast later on.
Okay.
But for now, if you could describe the perfect day, from when you wake up to when you go to sleep, what would it be?
Perfect day.
Yeah, take a minute. You can take a second to think about it, but let's start in the morning.
Like,
so everything
I say the whole entire day?
Yeah, I'll help you out here.
So, in the morning, I'd probably for breakfast want to eat like dessert or something.
Like what? Exactly. What would your perfect day be?
Probably
like pancakes with chocolate or...
No, probably like an ice cream sandwich with Sprite or something.
Love it. I love it.
And
okay.
I would have that for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Okay, so no different, no variation, just every meal, Sprite and ice cream sundae?
No, ice cream, Sprite for every single meal, and then probably ice cream sandwich for breakfast.
Okay.
Like an ice, maybe like chocolate for lunch,
okay.
And then...
Hot dogs anywhere in there?
And then, yeah, probably hot dogs.
Just for some protein, right?
Hot dogs, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
With ketchup and pickles,
of course, yeah.
And maybe like, instead of vegetables on the side, I could do like a Kit Kat or something.
Okay, I mean, this sounds like a day that I would really enjoy too. So in between all those awesome meals.
And then I would have a movie night and go
to
the hot tub.
We're going to get there. So before that's a great answer. But let's say, so after breakfast, what would you do? Before lunch, what would be an activity that would be so great?
I would go to Herbal's Park because there's a new park there.
Love it. You try the new park, try out the playground there.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Okay, get all hungry and tired, go eat your amazing lunch, and then what would you do between lunch and dinner?
Probably watch a movie.
Okay.
And then after dinner, I'd probably go in our hot tub.
Oh, this is awesome. And in the hot tub, you'd probably want some snacks?
Yeah, like Sprite. And Cherry Blaster.
What if we just filled the whole pool and hot tub with Sprite?
That'd be so good. And you'd just eat it.
Yeah, you just...
Well, drink it.
Just drink it all day. You could just wake up and drink Sprite out of the pool.
Yeah, in the pool. And then we would keep going out and keep moving. And then it would be weird because the Sprite would be hot.
Yeah, it would get pretty warm, right? But then we'd just dump a bunch of ice in the pool and we'd be fine.
Yeah.
So that's your perfect day?
Yeah.
I love it. Can I just say something?
I think the hot tub would probably be not just regular water, but the pool would be spray because then we wouldn't have to like warm it up.
So much. That makes so much more sense.
Yeah.
Well, Kyla, thank you. I share that perfect day with you. It would be a perfect day for me too. And we just want to thank one very, very special, amazing cousin, right? Who should we thank for producing this great episode?
Jonah,
right? Jonah Bernstein. The great, wonderful Jonah Bernstein. Cousin/producer. Thank you very much for listening. Kai, any last words? Any advice for anyone listening at home?
Well, maybe you could try this out if you want to.
Like a podcast?
Yeah.
Okay, that's great advice. Okay, Kai, say goodbye and good night. And
goodbye.
We're done.
Bye.